It's a month and a half after the earthquake in Haiti, but the shock waves still reverberate far beyond the battered island nation. They are especially strong in South Florida, in its schools. With an estimated 21,000 Haitian-American students, Miami-Dade schools have felt the impact more perhaps than any other district. In the past month, hundreds of school-age students have left Haiti and enrolled in school in South Florida schools. Hundreds more have needed counseling and special care. We're joined now by Delphine Gervis, a counselor at Miami Edison Senior High School. Good morning, Delphine, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are a trust counselor, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So you help students deal with all kinds of emotional issues, peer pressure, drugs, teen pregnancy. How has the earthquake in Haiti changed the kinds of things you're dealing with?
Well, first of all, I'm located in a school that is predominantly Haitian-American descent students. So the impact from the earthquake was immediate, and it's still an ongoing thing. We've had to do from anything from large group assemblies to classroom presentations on grief and loss, as well as the many ongoing individual counseling that we've had to do with students.
And you are Haitian-American yourself, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm actually a graduate of Edison Senior High School, and this community has been home to me for many years.
So a very special connection there. We are also joined by Alberto Carvalho, the Miami-Dade County School Superintendent. Good morning, Mr. Carvalho.
Hi, good morning.
I understand you are just back from Haiti. Would you tell us something about what you saw there?
Well, I led a delegation of educators and infrastructure experts to Haiti last Thursday for a needs assessment. Obviously, we took a tour of the most impacted areas, specifically schools that were destroyed by the earthquake. And I think everybody's reaction was one of disbelief, shock, just a horrifying experience. I can tell you that when you drive through streets where every third house collapsed, and when you come upon a school building that used to be five stories high, where 600 children died, and as they're still removing bodies from the rubble, they're burying them directly in what used to be the playground. Mm. It certainly is a humbling experience, and it forces all of us to elevate the priority of children in Haiti as our own priority, and that's exactly what we did during that trip.
I know that you have taken in quite a number of Haitian students, students from Haiti as opposed to the Haitian Americans, and our partner WLRN Radio in Miami recently spoke with some of the Haitian students at Felix Varela Senior High School in Miami.
We interact with them, but it's like we prefer being with other Haitians. Like, we feel more at home.
L'union fait la force.
Together we're strong.
Together we're strong. Alberto, how is your school system dealing with all of these new students? Are they sticking together? Can they get along with the other students? And what are their special needs?
I mean, you have to understand Miami-Dade is probably the America of 10, 20 years from now. We are a minority-majority district. There already teaches 21,000 Haitian-American children. The vast majority of our student population is Hispanic, very strong African-American community, as well as a growing Haitian-American student population. So, we are wired naturally, to deal and teach a very diverse student population. But obviously, typical of a newly arrived group of students, yes, they will congregate together primarily around the issue of language. But we quickly immerse them in the acculturation into the American society, the American educational system, and they adapt rather quickly. They are children. So I am not concerned about that. What I'm concerned is about the long-term impact, the shock, the psychological effects that the terrifying experience that they lived through and survived will have on their lives. I'm also concerned about the fact that everybody in our school system, children, the 21,000 Haitian children that are already here, as well as a large number of teachers who are related to somebody in Haiti who was impacted by this earthquake, the impact that will have on them for the long haul.
many, many impacts to worry about. And Delphine, let me turn to you now. In terms of what Alberto was talking about, the impact, let's talk about the short-term impact for a minute. It's a culture shock for so many students. Let's listen to Talia Pilor, who's a Haitian high school student who recently came to the U.S. from Haiti.
Like, they do certain things that in Haiti I would never do. Like, there's no making out aloud in the hallway. There's no disrespecting the teachers. So I just go straight to my Haitian so that I know what I can talk about. Everybody else, it's like a different conversation. It's either like, okay, let's talk about drugs, let's talk about this and that. And I don't, you know, like, I'm not used to that.
Let's go straight to my Haitians. Delphine, what about that? How do you deal with it?
Well, we're, as Superintendent said, we're meeting with the students regularly, checking up to make sure that as they're going through their days and the ongoing weeks and months, that we're here for them and we're doing what's best for them at this time.
Alberto, I would think some of those values of those Haitian students would be of use to principals in Miami-Dade County.
Well, they absolutely are. I mean, this is a culture shock for them. We understand that the relationship between teachers and students in Haiti is very different than that one that often exists in our schools. But they will meet in the middle, and I think we'll be better for it. And I also think that there's a lot about the American public school system that will benefit them. You know, part of the question here is not only help.
Alberto Carvalho, sorry to cut you off, superintendent for Miami-Dade Public County, County Public Schools. Delphine Jervis, a counselor at Miami Edison Senior High School.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.